My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
On the table for you is a conversation on Commanders that are over and under hyped going into the year. So let's both give a couple of names for each category. Let's start with guys that are being slept on. They're going to have bigger years than is currently anticipated. Who do you got?
Dorrance Armstrong. People have forgotten. This was a part-time Peter that put together over the last 2 years as many sacks as Chase Young did his entire time here, and then some. This is a guy that hadn't played 50% of snaps all but 1 year. Again, as a part-time, third-down kind of pass-rushing dude. He's now a starter here. He's going to get pass-rushing reps. This is a good pass rusher, and people, no one's talking about him. No one's mentioned him. It's just sort of, yeah, he's a guy. He's fine. I think this is an opportunity for him to kind of step up. Not exactly like Hassan Reddick did as a hired gun that went to Philadelphia and had 16 sacks. I'm not predicting that. But people are going to say Dorrance Armstrong a little bit more as the season progresses.
So I think that's a great answer because he's been in the league for 6 years. He's never had more than 8.5 sacks. And in fact, until the last couple of years, he had never had more than 5 sacks. But to your point, a lot of that has to do with usage.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're not rushing the quarterback and getting snaps and getting reps on the field, how are you going to put up decent numbers, right? 8.5 and 7.5 sacks the last 2 seasons, and he's about to play more than he ever has before. 10's not out of the question. That would be a huge win. I'm hoping he's in the 8, 9, 10 range this year. It would be a big, big deal for this defense if that's the case. He's only 27 years old. These are the prime years at that position. Big guy, strong guy, 6'4", 255, played his college ball at Kansas. I'll go to the other side of the ball with my first answer here. The commander that I think is not getting enough attention is Zach Ertz. Now, this is almost exclusively reliant upon health. And I don't think he's going to stay healthy because there's just not a good track record of that here recently. He has played one full season since 2018. And in fact, 2 years ago, he missed 7 games. Last year, he missed 10 games. So you're talking about half of the action over the last couple of years he was unavailable for. And you couple that with the fact that he's going to be 34 years old in November, and I understand the logic that says he's probably not going to make it through the entire year. They may not go out and draft Ben Sinnott as early as they did if they were confident that he could. But here's why I like Ertz as being unheralded right now and being an unsung hero early in the year. When he's on the field, he's going to get volume touches. Mm-hmm. Cliff Kingsbury likes throwing to the tight end. And I think Jaden Daniels, we saw the quick game in the preseason, is going to be told, get the ball out. Ball out as quick as possible often benefits the tight end, shorter routes, the running back leaking out of the backfield, and less longer developing things to the receivers on the outside.
Yeah, those safety blankets for quarterback, right?
I don't think it would be a surprise at all. Like, if you told me right now against the Bucs, Ertz goes 7 for 63 or something, not surprising to me. If he had 8 catches for 71 yards, that would make perfect sense. I think when he's playing and not banged up, Zach Ertz is going to be a huge part of their offense and is going to get a ton of looks. In fact, I think he might lead them in catches in September if he plays in every game and he stays healthy. I think he's going to be that involved in the early going. He, right now, is not getting enough ink.
So my answer is very similar, and you'll see why in a second. Ben Sinnott, because I don't trust Zach Ertz to do any of those things. On paper, yes, I co-sign it, but I don't think he stays healthy. I think he doesn't have much left in the tank. I think he's more veteran communicative presence. I think he's more, you know, almost like a coach on the field, good in the meeting room. I just don't know how much he's got left in terms of the burst, the juice, all of those things that you would need from your tight end to make some of those things happen. Hope I'm wrong, by the way, because it would be an amazing signing for next to nothing, for peanuts, for him to come over and be a great difference maker for Jaden Daniels. So I think the opportunity is going to be there for Ben Sinnott. It's hard to adjust. A lot of rookie tight ends, especially coming from where he came from. It's not like he was at Michigan or one of the Power 5 schools. But that adjustment is really hard. That tight end spot sometimes take a while. But I do think the opportunity is going to be there because I don't trust Ertz to stay terribly healthy.
Defensively, I've got to give you a guy now who I think is being slept on for the Commanders. And I'm going to go with Jeremy Chinn because I don't think anybody's talked about him in months. I mean, shows like this, we break the team down by every angle. He comes up from time to time. But you just don't hear a lot about him. This was a guy who scored a couple of touchdowns in a game in his rookie year, who had some huge games strung together, and in fact was the only rookie in the Chase Young season that really pushed him in any way for Defensive Rookie of the Year. As time went on, and he kind of fell out of favor in Carolina for whatever reason, he just became a dude in the secondary. But I think that this group, led by Quinn and Joe Witt, who are excellent at getting the most out of defensive backs and thrive when it comes to scheming up the secondary. I think Jeremy Chinn, who's a bit of a Swiss Army knife, who can do a little bit of everything, will be used at safety, will be used down in the box, will play some center field. There's some time where he's going to be running around with tight ends and maybe even blitzing. I think they're going to get more out of him than people are expecting. I'd go with Frankie Louvu, who, you know, I have a man crush on, but I kind of think everyone talks about Louvu and knows that he's a dude at this point. So Chinn would be the guy for me who's undervalued.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.